There have been so many developments in COVID-19, and we anticipate several vaccines becoming available really soon. But as these numbers continue to grow up, we need as many resources as we possibly can. And this group right here is working on something, and they're going to tell us what it is and why it's important for people like me to participate. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cameron Durant, Chief Executive Officer at Humanigen, and Dr. Vince Marconi, Professor, Division of Infectious Diseases. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So there's
great
a lot
to be here. Thanks.
Thank you. There's a lot going on with this COVID-19, and we thought that the numbers would start to go down, but it seems like they are increasing, and especially here in Georgia, we have entered that red zone phase once again. But there's so much going on, a lot going on that'll try to, you know, help us, of course, not get rid of the of coronavirus, but definitely to treat it and different alternatives. Can you tell me a little bit about the importance of people participating in clinical trials?
Yeah, certainly. Happy to do so. So, you know, as we move through this pandemic, we're really identifying key treatments and vaccines and other therapeutic strategies that over time have actually made a tremendous impact on mortality and the infection risk from person to person. And so without clinical trials, there's no way we could be certain that treatments that look promising, let's say in the lab or in early clinical studies, will really work until we can test them out through clinical trials.
And so I hope I don't butcher this, but is it lenzilumab?
Almost. It's lenzilumab, but we find it's easier just to refer to it as lens.
Okay, I like that too, lens. Okay, so it's one of the few phase three treatment options in development for hospitalized patients with COVID-19 and could potentially enhance first-line standard of care therapy to prevent serious and potentially fatal outcomes. So you guys have been, I should say, or you announced recently your first patient dose in NIH Active 5 Big Effect trial evaluating lens for COVID-19?
Yes, that's right. So the Active ACTIV Active 5 program is sponsored and funded by NIH, and Professor Marconi and other colleagues are very engaged in that study. We're aiming to recruit 200 patients, and the study could be in up to 40 different sites, but Emory is the first site that has opened enrollment and was the first site to dose the first patient in that study. So Emory is really leading the way here with respect to this particular study. We as a company, Humanigen is the company, are also conducting a phase three study in more than 500 patients, and that's well along enrollment. Brady Memorial is a recruiting center for that particular study.
So let's say I wanted to participate, you know, I'm of course would be a little nervous. What's the process like for someone who might be interested?
Yeah, that's a great question. So depending on where you are, as Dr. Durant mentioned, if you are at Emory, our site PI, and credit to Dr. Nadine Rufiel, is running that study, and you happen to be hospitalized there with COVID-19, we do have a physician assistant who works in the research side by the name of Lauren Nolan. Her phone number is 404-539-6292. If you have questions or you're interested in the study, it would be great to reach out to her. She's coordinating the effort at Emory. And then Dr. Colleen Kelly over at Grady Memorial Hospital is running the phase three trial that Dr. Durant mentioned. So again, depending on where you get admitted, these trials are up and running. And as you said, we've already enrolled patients at both sites.
And you can also go to the Humanigen website, humanigen.com, humanigen.com. And there's a tab which says COVID-19. There are a number of resources. So it's very important for people who are contemplating entering a study to have information and to discuss that information with family members, trusted advisors, and of course their healthcare professionals.
It's all quite fascinating to me. I mean, it's just amazing the more I read. And so what are you guys just in the sense of treatments and vaccines, what are you seeing right now? What do you have faith in?
So I can speak briefly on this. From a treatment perspective, there's been a really dramatic, as I mentioned earlier, improvement in mortality since the beginning of this pandemic. I mean, at certain places and certain sites early on, there were as high as 15-20% mortality for patients who were hospitalized. That's come down dramatically overall. Now we're seeing close to 5%, sometimes a little bit more or less, depending on risk factors and how sick you are when you come into the hospital. But because of early testing, so that's one really key factor, people are able to be tested early and get results quickly, see their doctor or be admitted to the hospital if needed. That's made a tremendous improvement right off the bat. We've also obviously seen all of the public health measures that have taken place in addition to wearing masks. There's physical distancing and limiting public activities, especially our nursing facilities. We've kept those very well locked down, and I think that's helped a lot as well. And then once you come into the hospital now, we have treatments including remdesivir and antiviral. There's now been some data showing that a monoclonal antibody from Lilly has been effective. And then there's data around anti-inflammatories and studies ongoing, like with linzilumab. There's evidence shown for steroid therapy, and there's another drug called baricitinib, made also by Lilly, that has shown promise. In addition to that, we're using anticoagulation and better ventilation and oxygenation approaches, all of which has put together really a package, if you will, to prevent mortality and getting patients out of the hospital more quickly.
Oh, this is all just fascinating to me. It's good to know that we have geniuses like yourselves working on this. I feel like you'll streamline to that pathway of finding new treatments as quickly as we possibly can. Is there anything else that you guys want to add?
I think, and I'd love for Dr. Grant to comment on this as well, but I think what's really important to us, living here in the South, and in particular the Atlanta metro area, we're very concerned about many of our minority populations have been most heavily affected by COVID-19. And so not only participation in many of the treatments that are available, as well as the public health prevention strategies, the testing programs, the outreach efforts, but also in the clinical trials. We want to be available, and we want to be as accommodating and really meeting the community where their needs are first. And so that's of primary importance to us.
Yes, I would echo those sentiments from Professor Marconi. We think that diversity and inclusion is critical in COVID studies, and in fact, in studies more broadly. And that has not historically been the case. So far in our phase 3 study, we've been able to recruit at least 50% of patients who come from diverse backgrounds. We've also expanded the study beyond the United States to Brazil. We're looking at opening centers in Mexico and potentially other countries. So back to where we started, it is very important for us to be able to offer as many valuable proven treatments as well as vaccines to patients as possible. And that can't happen unless we have support from the community in well-designed, scientifically proven types of clinical trial studies, such as the ones we've just talked about today.
Okay, so if someone wanted to get more information or even participate in a trial, where can they reach you?
So with respect to the company, as I mentioned, humanigen.com has resources, including where the nearest enrolling center may be for our phase 3. As Professor Marconi mentioned, there are colleagues at Emory as well as Grady Memorial that can assist people should they and their physician decide that this makes sense for them.
All right, that is it, and that will do it. We thank you so much, Dr. Cameron Durant, Chief Executive Officer at Humanigen, and Dr. Vince Marconi, Professor, Division of Infectious Diseases. Thank you so much for the information, and thank you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.